This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two top officials in southern Afghanistan, including a police commander, General Abdul Razik, have been shot and killed. That shooting occurred during a visit by top American general in Afghanistan. The provincial intelligence chief was also killed in that attack, and a governor of Kandahar was wounded. American General Scott Miller was unharmed, but two Americans, including a soldier, were wounded. Miller was visiting the Kandahar governor's compound for a meeting. Local media said the participants were making their way to a helipad when the shooting occurred. Razik had survived several Taliban attacks on his life. From Kabul, VOA correspondent Aisha Tanzim said Razik was powerful and influential.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says
he was also the commander who had put, by some accounts and in the words of some people, fear in the hearts of Taliban. So he had secured Kandahar at a time when other provinces in Afghanistan are facing serious security threats.
And the Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. It said an infiltrator carried out the attack, which it said was aimed at both Razik and the American general. The U.S. Justice Department has begun investigating allegations of child sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church in the eastern state of Pennsylvania. That's according to people familiar with the investigation. The investigation follows a Pennsylvania grand jury report in August, noting that more than 300 Catholic priests in the state had sexually abused children for decades and that church leaders covered them up. Prosecutors said Thursday that people linked to the Venezuelan government and the Mexican companies conspired to overcharge Venezuela for basic food aid packages, known as CLAP packages. The food is supposedly subsidized by Venezuela's Socialist Administration to provide a bare level of sustenance to many families facing hunger amid the country's hyperinflation and economic breakdown. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is in Brussels for negotiations on exiting the European Union. She said Thursday that now is the time to make a Brexit deal before Britain is scheduled to leave on March 29.
There is still the question of the Northern Irish backstop, but I believe everybody around the table wants to get a deal. By working intensively and closely, we can achieve that deal. I believe a deal is achievable, and now is the time to make it happen.
Negotiations have been hung up on the future border between Ireland and Northern Ireland, as well as Britain's trade relationship with the EU. The UN's International Organization for Migration says the Rohingya refugee camps in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, are fertile ground for traffickers who prey upon vulnerable people. It says young women and girls in particular are lured into situations of forced labor and sexual exploitation. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
IOM spokesman Joel Millman says girls sold into forced labor are the largest group of trafficking victims. He says traffickers lure vulnerable young people into dangerous situations with false promises of work and a better life.
Individuals mentioned instances of girls and young women recruited for domestic work or hotel maids and became trapped into forced prostitution.
It says the limited work opportunities in the camps make the Rohingya easy prey for the traffickers.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Almost 1 million refugees live in Cox's Bazar. Most have arrived since 2017, fleeing violence and persecution in Myanmar. U.S. President Trump Thursday threatened to deploy the American military to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Mexico fails to stop a large group of Hondurans who are headed toward the United States. Mr. Trump says some of the migrants are criminals and said he would stop all payments to Central American countries if Mexico did not stop the onslaught, what he called the onslaught. An American student who supported pro-Palestinian boycott campaigns against Israel will be allowed to study in Israel. The Israeli Supreme Court overturned her deportation Thursday. Lawyers representing University of Florida student Laura Alkassam said the decision is a victory for free speech and academic freedom as well as the rule of law. The 22-year-old had been detained since arriving in Israel October 2nd with a valid visa, but she was not allowed to clear immigration because of a 2017 law banning any foreigner who knowingly issues a public call for boycotting Israel. Her father is Palestinian. She led the University of Florida chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. The group is part of the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, which aims to end international support for Israel's oppression of Palestinians and pressure Israel to comply with international laws. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.